All right, awesome. Right, I'm going to start today off with actually the title of my preach. Now, believe it or not, I haven't had time to prepare a talk, but Jesus is always faithful, isn't he? Would you say yes? Okay, cool, because he is. And this morning, he suddenly told me the topic of what I was preaching about today. And it's actually to do with a lot of stuff we were singing about, but also a lot of stuff that God's been doing in me the last few days. So I'm going to share some testimonies with you because testimonies are incredible. And the topic of today's talk is Jesus the Spearhead. Who knows what a spearhead is? The head on a spear. What's it made of?
Metal.
When are spearheads used?
Kill
animals. Kill boars. Keep going. In war. Where are they when they're at war? So a spearhead, where would it be? It would be at the front, wouldn't it? You guys have like studied the Romans in school and stuff? You know how they have those giant shields that like cover their whole body like this? But they have their spears at their side which stand out of their protection. Yeah? And so like when everyone's running at them, they all run into the spears first, don't they? So they get struck by a spear right here and they're like, ugh. A spearhead is always at the front. And Jesus today was just telling me that I am always going before you, preparing the way for what I have for you. I am the spearhead for you. Now, this can be used in so many different circumstances and situations. And I'm just going to share a testimony about what's happened this week to me to kind of uplift us a bit and see where we're going. So, how many of you guys know how long I've been here? A year? I have actually been here a year. That's really good. I've been here 13 months, and I've been interning for about 9 months. So you guys have seen my face, haven't you? Cool. And I've had a lot of struggle with my internship in different areas, mostly to do with myself and my own character. Now, if you guys have gone through like character building stages, what happens is you feel like you're down here like a piece of dirt. But what happens is when you come through that stage, you feel even more confident and stronger in who you are. So Belinda was talking on Friday about perseverance. And when we're in those low times of going through stuff and trying to get through and break through, and like you're getting near the end and you're wondering what's happening? Like, God, where are you? Have any of you ever wondered that? You've asked yourself the question, like, I feel so alone. God, where are you today? Like, I feel like I haven't even prayed or had a conversation with you in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. It feels like this has gone on for eternity. And that's kind of where I've been going through lately, struggling with seeing breakthrough that I want to see. How many of you guys want to see breakthrough in your life in different areas? Pretty much everyone wants to see breakthrough in their life, which is awesome. Because you know where God is calling to. You know where God is kind of drawing you into, and you know the passion that is on your heart and the desires that are on your heart to get to that place. So this is what happened this week. I was in a bit of a low time, and it was Wednesday, and I went for a walk. Does anyone know what happened on Wednesday? Because it was a bit of a crazy day. It was raining really heavily. Any of you guys remember that? Wednesday, it was like a huge downpour. I was so like agitated with the situation that I was in and the struggles that I was going through, that I went for a walk and it was raining pretty heavy and I got soaked. Luckily, my raincoat was pretty good, but I went for an hour walk, and on that hour walk, I had to get away from everyone. I had to separate myself from distractions that are around me, and I just had to go at it with God. God wants you to be real with him. Even if you're angry, if you're upset, if you do want to say certain things, we grow up in maturity, but God wants us to be real with him. And so I was real with God, and I said, what the heck is going on? And I shouted at God, and I talked to God. And as I started releasing what was on my heart and the frustrations that I was trying to tackle and get through, he started meeting me. Even though I was angry, even though I was upset, even though I was frustrated, God still met me because he's a faithful God and he's always with us. And as I started meeting with him, he started pouring his compassion upon me and showing me how much he loved me. He didn't resolve the situation. We're not there and then, to my knowledge. What he was telling me was how much he loved me. He was saying, Jez, I love you. And as I started repeating what God was saying to me, it was strengthening me to get through and then to be able to just chat to God and pray with God about the situation that I was going through. So God brought me from a place of like, yeah. How many of you guys have been there? How many of you guys have been there before? You're just like, ah, and you just want to scream and shout and punch something. Any of you guys ever punched a wall or a door and made a hole before? I totally have done that a few years ago. I haven't done it recently. I took a brick, actually. A brick's a good way of getting some anger out. But I was releasing anger that was built up inside me. There is nothing wrong with releasing the anger that is inside of you. Because if you hold it in, what do you think happens? It builds up. And at one point, you just like pop, don't you? You ever had that when like you're in a normal conversation with someone and all of a sudden, just like snap, they'll just pop right back at you and you're like, what the heck? What just happened then? How many of you guys experienced that? You guys ever done that? I totally have done that. I've been in a conversation with someone and they said something that just triggered me off and I was like, in their face and they were like, so I went for a walk with God and God met me and he was just telling me and reminding me how much I love you, son. I love you, son, is what he was reminding me of. And it was helping me get through. And I just said to God, God, I need some encouragement this week. Please will you set up divine encounters so that I can be encouraged this week. Okay, so this is on Wednesday night, yeah? So we're in the middle of the week. Tuesday, I was in a class and we were given $50 by the preacher. And he gave it to us because we said that we were going to split it or share it. And so we decided that we wanted to bless one individual in the whole of this kind of school and ministry and church. And we said, let's pray about who we should bless. So Wednesday comes along, Wednesday lunch now. And I said, we should bless leadership. We should bless the leadership of the church because sometimes we forget that actually they need to be blessed too, right? Like, it's not just people in need, but actually, well, they're also people in need. Leaders also need support and help. The one mistake that a lot of people make is that leadership is by yourself. If you're in leadership, there should be people around you that are supporting you, exactly the same as when you're with your friends. How many of you guys are sitting in your friend groups right now? Like most of you guys, like you've got a couple of people around you that you know that you talk to, right? It's exactly the same thing. Anyway, I said that we should bless the leadership, but top leadership. I said we should bless the directors of the ministry. And then I walked out and left. Wednesday night, I go for that walk. I rant at God and I said, I am so frustrated and angry, but you love me and I'm just asking you for encouragement today. Thursday comes and goes, and I get even more frustrated. You know when things don't get resolved and it kind of stays inside, and you're like, I know there's something building up inside of me, and I'm just like, there's nothing I can do. And that was me on Thursday. And as I thought more and more about it, it got me more and more frustrated and angry. You guys know that feeling? When something's going on and you're just like, oh, I just don't want to be thinking about this, but my mind just won't let go. And then it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And then you're just like, So that was me again on Thursday. Friday comes along. And I walk into my class again. And don't know why. We were just chatting about stuff, going through stuff. And we got to our break at 11 o'clock in the morning. And the whole class looks at me at 11 o'clock on our break. And one of the guys in the classroom says, Jez, we're going to pray for you. And I'm sitting there going, did I miss something? Like, are we having a group prayer session when we all pray for each other? Totally not. This guy just turned around and looked at me and he said, Jez, we want to pray for you. I hadn't told him anything. They didn't know anything I was going through. And so I stood up. And as I stood up, the whole classroom stood up. So this is unaware to me. The whole classroom stood up, surrounded me, and then started praying for me. And as they started praying for me, they started prophesying over me and encouraging me in my walk with God and where I was going and what I was going through. I hadn't told them a thing. How cool is that? Is that pretty cool? God told someone else the situation that I was going through. They may not even know it, but they knew that they had to pray for me. But it wasn't just one person, it was a whole group of people. And as they started praying for me, they pulled out an envelope. And guess what was in that envelope? $50. The $50 that they had talked about at the beginning of the week, and I said, we should bless top leadership of the directors of the school. They turned around and said, we want to bless top leadership, and they gave me the $50. Do you think that's encouraging? Oh, that totally encouraged me. I went nuts. I almost cried, actually. Crying is something that you may not see me do very often. But I was so honored and encouraged by what they did that I almost just fell to the ground, and I was just like, God, you are amazing. You getting this? Communication between me and them, there was none, but God was there making that connection and that communication. He was spearheading the way to bring that encouragement to me when I needed it. This isn't the end of the story. I then went to Buffalo. Do you guys know where Buffalo is? Where's Buffalo? Hey? America. It's just over the border where Niagara Falls is, right? And so I get over the border on Saturday, and I'm heading down there to see my girlfriend because she's going to China for 3 weeks. And I wanted to see her before she left. And I turn up at her house, and there's a prophet. Do you guys know what a prophet is? I think he's a prophet. Anyway, he's very prophetic. So someone that's very prophetic is someone that can hear God's voice and speak it over someone's future and the stuff they're going through, yeah? How many of you guys have had a prophetic word? Most of you guys. Okay, cool. How many of those words really spoke to your heart? Cool. I like hearing that. That's awesome. I turn up at her house, and this really, really prophetic guy meets me. And I didn't know anything about him. He'd never met me before. And I shook his hand and said, hey, I'm Jez. And he's like, hi, I'm Perry. And we sit down and I chat with the family. I spend some time with my lovely girlfriend. And after about an hour and a half, Perry walks back in the room. So this prophetic guy walks back in the room. And he starts prophesying over Matt, one of my mates. And he's going and going and going. And every word he was saying, I knew Matt's life. I knew the certain stuff that he was going through in that situation. And this prophetic guy was lining up everything that he was going through. He didn't even talk to him, didn't know anything. So God was downloading that stuff to him to be able to speak directly into the heart of Matt in that situation. And I was there going, this guy is insanely prophetic. Like, this is cool. Guess what happened next? It was my turn. I said to God earlier that day, I would love a prophetic word from this guy, but I wasn't going to ask him. I was like, I'm not asking this man, but I'm asking you, God, to give this man a word for me today. Anyway, he gets to me and he looks at me and he goes, this is going to sound really weird. And I was like, oh dear. When someone prophetic says that, anything could be coming. And he looks at me and he says, for 3 weeks, I've never met this man in my life. For 3 weeks, I have been praying for someone, and I've not known who. For 3 weeks. But I knew it was in connection with Laura, who is my girlfriend. So he thought he was praying for 3 weeks for Laura, my girlfriend. But he wasn't. So when he met Laura, he was like, no, this word isn't for you. And he waited. When I turned up, as soon as he met me, he told me this later on. As soon as he met me, he was like, I knew instantly when I saw you that for those 3 weeks and what God has been putting on my heart has been for you. Does that blow you guys away? Someone you've never met for the last 3 weeks has been praying for you to give you a word from God. And so this guy starts prophesying over me after he's told me that. And I'm just there going, oh my goodness, I've never met you and you've been praying for me for 3 weeks about this word that you're now giving me. Most of the words, like, I'm still trying to register it. But he came in and he told me exactly what I was going through. But what he did is he gave me hope. He gave me vision and reminded me of where God was calling me to and actually started specifically saying what God was going to be doing in this next season. What do you think happened? If I'm like this, and someone encourages me, what's going to happen? Oh, it was incredible. I almost cried again. I was so honored by this guy. I'd never met this guy in my life. But he was just obedient to God. God had had him praying for me for 3 weeks, and then he was able to give me the word. It was such a divine encounter. Such a divine encounter. But what the reason I'm sharing this with you guys is because I didn't do anything. I did absolutely nothing. But Jesus did. Jesus had spearheaded the way for everything that had happened. He'd spearheaded the way that the class that I was in would turn around and then pray for me in my situation, to encourage me in my situation. He'd spearheaded the way for me to go to Buffalo and to bring my mate with me to be prophesied over as well. He spearheaded the way for that man to start praying for me 3 weeks before that encounter. And he then spearheaded the way for me to receive what I needed in that time. Walking in the knowledge of knowing that God is spearheading the way for you will make anything possible. The shape of a spearhead is like this, right? It's like triangular. The sharp point always goes in first. And then it spreads it by making that triangular shape, right? So when you pierce something, it's not just the tip, but it's the width of that spear, isn't it, that goes in. It is not you who is breaking through, but it is Jesus breaking through for you. You guys getting this? Jesus is spearheading the way for each of you to push into the destiny that he has for you. If he's calling you to work with the homeless, he is spearheading the way for those doors to be opened. We just need to trust him. If he's calling you to work with children and be a teacher, he is spearheading the way for you to get your training and then the doors to be opened for you to be in that position. There's no question about it. God's will and God's purpose for you is perfect. Is good. He's spearheading the way for you guys to be engineers. He's spearheading the way for you guys to be able to pray for someone and have divine encounters on the street and in the supermarkets. Who was here last week, last Friday? A few of you? Have any of you guys got any testimonies of this week of what God's been doing? Do you guys know Farhad? He's part of our youth. He's not here today, I don't think. Farhad, you here? No, he's not. Okay, he was here on Friday, this Friday, 2 days ago. A week ago on Friday, we prayed for him. And we were in small groups, and we were praying for each other. And we were just asking each other, what do you need prayer for, man? Like, how do you need Jesus to be a spearhead in your life? And he said to us that he was failing in math. How many of you guys have failed in math? Like, I've failed in math, like tests and stuff. And he was just honest, and he said, I'm failing in math. Can you guys please pray? And so we prayed for him. We just said, Daddy, will you help him in this situation? Or spearhead. Be the spearhead in this situation to help him get through. Farhad was praying that week for wisdom from God. It's a pretty cool thing to pray for. And as he prayed for wisdom, his math improved like this. By the end of the week, he came to me Friday, 2 days ago, and he said this, I'm not failing in math anymore. There's like no reaction. I'll say that again. I'm not failing in math anymore. God had given him the wisdom to be able to get through math. Like God created math. He gave him the answers. Not literally, but he helped him understand how things worked. How many of you guys know Einstein? Einstein, like, crazy, crazy mathematical guy, wasn't he? Einstein? Science, math, physics. Like, he was intelligent, right? Do you guys know that God could download so much wisdom into you that you'll be able to just be like, yeah, Einstein, man. What's up? That's like basics 101. Legit. I'm not even kidding. God created that stuff. He wants us to search for that stuff and be like, God, I want to understand this because I understand that you created it. I want a deeper knowledge of it so that I can run with it. And God loves to bless us with that stuff, which actually makes us incredibly intelligent, full of God's wisdom in the places where we're positioned, right? So let's take a surgeon. How many of you guys want to go into surgery? Like to be a doctor or something like that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's quite a few of you. That's random. I don't know why I picked that one, but imagine this. Imagine being a surgeon, but having the understanding of God about humans. Do you think that would change your circumstance of being a surgeon? Yeah? Like, the books will be basic 101. Because you've got the understanding of God in the calling that you have. What I'm trying to get us to is trusting in God and going to God about the situations that we're in so that we can not just get through, but that we can absolutely prosper in that place. God wants to release this revelation to you guys and the revelation of who he is and who you are. We just got to trust him. How many of you guys have heard the saying about Jesus on the cross has made the way? You guys heard that? Jesus has made the way for you and me. I've heard it loads. But when Jesus said to me today, I am the spearhead, he brought up that verse, I have made a way. And he made me realize that he's going before me in everything I do. He's going before me in everything I do. Because I know who I am. Because I know that he loves me. Because I know that he's given me everything that I can do this stuff. Sometimes I need to remind myself. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of who we are in the situations that we're going through. When we're in a place of enjoyment and like great prosperity, or even when we're in a place of like perseverance, we need to remember who we are. Because Jesus is our spearhead and he wants to spearhead the situations that we're going into so that we can flourish. Do you guys like the sounds of that? I love the sounds of that. Let's all stand up. Let's just close our eyes as well. Jesus, will you just help us to fix our gaze on you right now, Lord? No matter what the situation that may be going on in our lives, Lord, we want to be real with you today. We want to be open with you today, Lord. We don't want to feel like you're just a tape recorder that we can press play and stop. But we want that open relationship to actually be honest and open with you today, Lord. And Lord, I just ask for your help in the situations that we're going through. If they'll be good, if they'll be bad, if they'll be hard or if they'll be easy, Lord, I pray that you help each and every one of us today to remember that you're the spearhead, Lord. That you are our encourager and our helper to get through those times. And that actually our eyes are so focused on you, Lord, that we know there's nothing that can stop us. No matter how hard the situation is in front of us, you are my spearhead to break through and you are always faithful. If there's something on your heart that you've been going through or you want Jesus to be the spearhead, I want you guys to just start praying now and to be real with God about the situation that you're going through. Just start speaking out and being real with God and saying, God, I need your help in this situation today. Please bring me encouragement today, Lord. There's nothing else I want more than you. I know that I could push this to the side and not deal with it today. I know that I could make myself think I'm good. But Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this on my own strength. I don't want to be my own spearhead. I want you to be the spearhead for me. Help me, Lord, today. Daddy, I just ask for your blessings just to be poured out right now. For your encouragement to be poured out upon each of these guys, Daddy. That they will be strengthened to keep running as the mighty warriors that they are, Papa. as the godly surgeons that you're calling them to be, Daddy. As the godly engineers that you're calling them to be. Daddy, will you bring release today in all situations? In Jesus' name, amen.